Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Jesus is Hot Magazine. Glory to God. We are in our conversation of the kingdom. We are in kingdom conversation. Hallelujah. And we have been hearing from the late Dr. Miles Monroe in a continuation of his message entitled The King, the Keys, and the Kingdom. That's the King, the Keys, and the Kingdom. And I pray that it has been a blessing to you. I pray that you have been going back into the archives to hear from beginning to the continuation of where we are today in this message. It is an introduction to the ministry of the late Dr. Miles Monroe, as we are going to be reading his book together. So I wanted you to know who we were delving into this kingdom message through. Okay, God gave him a mandate, and he carried out that mandate of getting the message of the kingdom of God out. which is a very important message, which was the key focus of Jesus' ministry when he was upon the earth. He focused on the kingdom of God. And I bind up every distraction right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the internet connection, over the telephone lines, as we come before you, our King, our Savior, and our Lord, to learn of your kingdom, of which you came to impart into each and every one of us who would believe. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for another extended invitation around the table of your word, God. We love you, and we thank you for this and all opportunities to do so. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope that you came prepared with your Bibles, with your notepads, with your internet pages, or your extra internet page locked into BibleGateway.com as we go through this message, so that you have access to the Word of God and you have access to the notes and the scripture identification that is given throughout this message. Hallelujah. So if you have not come prepared, you definitely want to go back into the archive so that you can be reminded of the information that is given, as it is vital to know these kingdom keys. Again, the message is entitled The King, the Keys, and the Kingdom, and we're going to go right back into it right now. Be blessed by the message. I pray that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened by the information that is given through and by Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
He proved it. Now, before we read Isaiah 9, let me make one more statement to help you understand this. Do you remember when Jesus came to earth? He had a meeting on a mountain. On the mountain, he had a meeting with two people that they thought was dead. Remember that? Now, I want you to remember who he met with. Who did he meet with? Moses and who? Elijah. He didn't meet with Abraham, nor did he meet with David. Interesting. Why? Because Moses represents what? The law. Elijah represents who? The prophets. See? So now he's about to bring the book to a close. That meeting on that mountain was not... Listen, look at me, please. I'm going to give you a revelation. Write this down. The meeting on the mountain was not about transfiguration. There's your first correction. The meeting on the mountain was about transferring. Got it? Christ didn't go on that mountain to show off his clothes and his power, his color. He went to have a meeting to pick up the batons. He went to close two books. He went to say thanks to some fellas he made. Anybody here? So he went to Mo, he said, Mo, you did a good job, you got the law in the planet, thank you very much, that's the finish for you. Elijah, you talked about me coming, guess what? I'm here. You represent the prophets, he represents the law, and that's why Christ says, from the time of Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets were preached. In other words, now I'm going to get in trouble here, but I'm going to take a chance for my life. And then it's up to you to prove me wrong. The only thing that the people in the Old Testament before John the Baptist could have preached, including John, was the law and the prophets. They had to preach about the law and the prophecies about the Messiah coming. In other words, all they could preach was, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. I don't care how they said it, that's all they could say. All they could say is, this is the way you should live, and he's coming. This is the way you should live, and he's coming. The law is the way you should live, and he's coming as a prophecy. I'm going to get in trouble now. Watch this. He said, from Moses to John the Baptist, that is what was preached. He said, but now, everybody say, but now, man, I'm going to show you in a minute, that thing is written that blew my mind. He said, but now the kingdom is preached. That means from the death of John, we're supposed to be preaching only one other message. Okay. That means, oh boy, Father, you got to protect me. That means any time you go behind Matthew, anytime you turn your Bible behind Matthew, that is only for reference. You should not get your message from the Old Testament. Anything before John is only reference notes. That is why, read my lips, Jesus never preached the law. Why? Because the Bible introduces Jesus in Matthew 5, and it says, the law and the prophets are fulfilled in him. Clap your hands. The most important meeting that took place in the life of Jesus was not the Lord's Supper. It was that meeting on that mountain. You ever wonder why he took the three guys with him? Three Jews, his best friends, Peter, James, and John. He took them and he actually allowed them to see it. He could have gone there by himself. Many times he went by himself to pray. But this time he wanted them to see this meeting. And the Bible says they were able to watch the meeting. And when they were finished, they were so blown away, they said, let's just stay up here. Let's build three houses, one for Mo, one for Elijah, and one for you. They were so impressed. They saw a real live meeting. They were watching the last messages on the planet come to an end. The law and the prophets. Do you remember what happened when they asked to build the three temples, the three houses? Do you remember what happened after that? Anyone remember what happened after that? Huh? A voice. That's very important. Now notice, it wasn't Jesus who spoke. Let me tell you why. You see, the law and the prophet, he was not destroying them. He was saying that they have fulfilled their duty. They have completed their assignment. That's why he said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to tell them, you have fulfilled your duty. Oh, come on. He said, the Lord did good. And the prophets did their job, but they ain't got to talk about me coming anymore. I hear. Come on, y'all talk to me. I didn't come to destroy them. I came to tell them thanks. So that meeting, and the Bible says, and there appeared unto them with him Moses and Elijah. It says, and they were what? Talking to each other. You see, the reason why God sent me today at this moment into your life, because he wants me to tell you what the conversation was. Clap, man. That's a good revelation. The conversation was about the closure of an assignment. That's why the voice said, it's very important now. This is revelation coming. Hang on. I feel the anointing here. Hang on. Hallelujah. Peter had the same spirit on him that is on the religious church today. Stay with me. The religious church wants to keep what God let go. And they want to build a house for it so they could visit it. You got it. They said, look, they didn't say that was nice. They said, let's stay here, that's number one, and let's build a house. Three of them, he says, one from this guy. Oh, don't you get it? He was about to build a house for a dead man. And that's what religion does. It keeps building houses for dead people. They want to freeze history and hang around it. And most of our religion is nothing but old, dried up bones of history that ain't working, and we keep going there every week. Keeping things alive that God killed a long time ago. Peter said, let's just stay here. What do you mean stay here? Oh, the whole world going to hell. Down in the valley, people are suffering, Peter. What do you mean stay up here and just sit around these tombs? That's what we do. Matter of fact, that's why we build churches in the middle of graveyards. You want to be close to dead people? And sometimes we dare even put them in the church. Listen, that voice is important because the voice didn't allow even Jesus to speak. The Father was getting involved now. The Father said, look, this ain't to do with you, Peter. Leave my program alone. Oh, I tell you. See, religion is man's program. Lord, I'm going to get all this mess up now. All these things we create, look at what we've done. We got it all worked out, and God's saying, who made that? What is a Baptist? I mean, the Bible has no indication of a Methodist. Nothing to do with Church of God prophecy. Nothing in the Bible to do with Seventh-day Adventist. Nothing in the Bible to touch Pentecostal. We invent these things, and we build houses over them, and we keep visiting these things. That's why God hasn't done his work yet. God is telling you and me, shut your mouth and hear him. Is that what the voice said? The voice said to Peter, shut up and hear him. And the Bible says, and when they looked up, watch this. It says Moses was gone and Elijah was gone and only he alone. In other words, I don't want you to think about the law. Don't talk about prophecy no more. He here. Everybody say he here. Say it again, he's here. Say the kingdom is here. Everything was about the kingdom. Why are we still talking about it after it's here? Time to live in it. Religion gathers itself around dead history. What it does. The Methodist has a method that John Wesley established. The Pentecostals are still in Jerusalem, even though you can't go there no more. The Anglicans, they mad because they wanted to get a divorce and the Pope wouldn't give it to them. The Catholics, they froze every saint and trying to go through them. Baha'i faith says all roads lead to the same place. Now you can get lost that way. I mean, the list goes on. The Baptists, I ain't sure what they doing. I was one of them, so I ain't picking nobody. I grew up in the Baptist church, man. Listen to me. I ain't never hear no kingdom in the Baptist church. No preaching the kingdom. I'm not picking on these churches. I'm trying to show you that when you look up, the only person you're supposed to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The first chapter of Hebrews and the second chapter, it says, and now we see Jesus. It says what? Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He is what? The author? Listen, Moses don't start nothing and finish nothing for you. Elijah ain't starting. He is the only one that this is about. What he says is what we preach. Now, friends, listen to me. The voice said, shut up. That means hold your peace and hear him. And when they looked up, the Old Testament was gone. For now is reference. The Old Testament is used to prove that the New Testament is real. That's all it is. You don't live in there. You don't get revelation from there. Try to get teaching. It comes from the New Covenant. Now, it says, hear him. That means what he's about to say, that's what you listen to. Not what Moses said or not what Elijah said. You're going to hear what he says. What does he say? He comes saying, repent, first message, for the kingdom of heaven has arrived. It says in John, Matthew 4, 17, what? It says from that time forward, Jesus began to preach. Now we're talking about preaching now. What do you preach? He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has arrived. The message is about the kingdom. I challenge you today to get yourself for a ride, ready for a ride. We're going on a ride. You thought you knew God. Let me tell you why your bills ain't getting paid too right, and sickness still rampaging into our lives. And here's why we can't get our businesses out of the red, and why ministries are in trouble. Here's why we have struggles with all of our relationships. Let me tell you why. Because we have not learned the kingdom keys yet. There's a way out of every situation. Oh, Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it again. There's a way out of everything you're going through. But the problem is finding that way. That's the key. That's what the key is. The keys are the principles that get you out. When Christ needed to pay taxes, the disciple says, we don't have any money to pay taxes. And some of y'all feel that way right now. You owe people this week and you ain't got money to pay them. The kingdom got some ways. Oh, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Oh, the kingdom got some. You haven't even dreamt of the way the kingdom got to pay your bills. I mean, who would have thought you can go catch a fish? Come on, talk to me. And pay everybody's taxes. We're going to learn them keys. Tell your neighbor, there's a way out of everything. I want you to say it like you mean it. Come on, tell them. There's a way out, Shirley, of everything. Whatever you are in, there is a way out of that. Give the Lord a praise. You're going to learn them ways. We're going to learn them ways in Jesus' name. Isaiah, next week we can talk about the king, but I wanted to close today just on a little brief note about citizenship, because kingdom is about citizenship. It's about becoming a part of a country. Everybody say country. A kingdom is a country, and Christ introduced a country. Here's what it says. In the Bible, this is the plan, very simple plan. God's original plan was for man to rule over earth. We know that. And then God saw the fall of man, which is a fall from rulership. In other words, man lost government over the earth. And then thirdly, God sent Jesus Christ simply to restore the government of heaven back to earth. That's not complicated. Isaiah 9. Let's read Isaiah 9. Let's see what it says here.
Glory to God. And we are going to stop there. And we are going to return to this message on Thursday at 2 p.m. We're going to continue. So you can have your Word of God, your Bibles, ready. And at Isaiah 9, to continue on in this message with us on Thursday. Once again, the message is entitled The King, the Keys, and the Kingdom. And it's by the late Dr. Miles Monroe. That is Dr. First Name, capital M-Y-L-E-S, last name, capital M-U-N-R-O-E. If you are not familiar with Dr. Miles Monroe, even before this broadcast, I encourage you to go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and get acquainted with the message, The King, the Keys, and the Kingdom. And we will return once again to this message on Thursday at 2 p.m. here at Jesus is Hot Magazine. Don't forget to join us for our praise and worship, our praise, prayer, and worship, excuse me, Fridays. Okay, on Fridays, that is what we do, praise, prayer, and worship. And we have a special guest that's joining us this coming Friday, Prophetess Bianca Lowry. And we're going to discuss some things with her that are coming up for our youth. And the event is going to take place on June the 11th of this year, June the 11th. That's next month. It's a Saturday. The event will be held at the Philadelphia Convention Center. And we're going to learn more about this event, the name of it, the purpose for it, what God is going to do in this event on behalf of our young people. Young people, this is for you. So make sure you join us Friday that you may have the information to register. Okay, so join us here again for the continuation of our Kingdom Conversation through Dr. Miles Monroe with the message entitled The Key, the King, the Keys, and the Kingdom, which we will continue in on Friday at 2 p.m. And we're going to close in praise and worship as we always do right here at Jesus is Hot Magazine. We love you guys so much. Please go back into the broadcast to get the beginning and up to where we are in this message entitled The King, the Keys, and the Kingdom. Glory to God. We thank you so very much for joining us. Please don't forget to join us again on Thursday right
Mr.
here
Preacher
at Jesus is Hot Magazine. We love you so much. Be blessed.
Praying to the Lord and hoping he forgive us. I won't got the same. I don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like Mr. Preacher Man. I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers. Praying to the Lord and hoping he forgive us. I won't got the same. I don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like Mr. Preacher Man. Please don't be alarmed. We just come to pray. We don't mean no harm. I see how you're looking. Of course we ain't perfect. We figured if we came to see Jesus, it would be worth it. We live up the block. And I know you seen us running from the cops. All this stuff is killing. We won't need to stop. We want you to know, sir. If you don't let us in, we have no place to go, sir. Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers. Praying to the Lord and hoping to forgive us. I won't got the same, but don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers. Praying to the Lord and hoping to forgive us. I won't got the same, but don't want the streets to kill us. killer, some life. I'm the preacher man, Bible in my hand. I'm so glad that you all came to church today, my friend. And yes, you all are welcomed as we seek his face. Here we like the organ, I know you like bass. That's okay, we love the same God. We may dress a little different, but love the same God. And our issues may be different, but love the same God. We want you to know, sir, that we will love you, not judge you, and want you to grow, sir. Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers, praying to the Lord and hoping he forgive us. I want God to save us, don't want the streets to kill us. I'm like Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers, praying to the Lord and hoping he forgive us. I want God to save us, don't want the streets to kill us. Oh, now watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me. Watch me, watch me worship. Now watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me worship. Now watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me worship. Now watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me worship.
Mr. Preacher Man, I don't want no trouble. I just came to praise and worship with my brothers.